first parak of Eira and Mishnah Gimel, we mentioned that one of the ways of making this Mavi, which is missing the fourth Mechitza, usable, is by putting a Kairah, this beam, on the top. So now we're going to discuss the dimensions of this beam. Kairah Sha'amru, the Kairah that was discussed that helps, the beam that you put on top of it. Rechava Kedei L'Kabel Ariyah, it has to be wide enough to put on it a half of a brick. So Ariyah Chatzi L'Veilen Shal Shlosh Tzvachim. And this Ariyah is a half of a brick, which the entire brick is three Tzvachim. So Kairah implies that this Kairah has to be one and a half, which is a half of three. And it says, no, Dai L'Kairah Shetei Rechava Tefach L'Mais, it's enough to be only one Tefach, Kedei L'Kabel Ariyah L'Ol Koi. It should take that the riach will be according to the width of this beam. The idea behind this is that you usually put a beam the riach, which is one and a half tefachim, on a beam which is one tefach, and sticking out a quarter tefach on each side, and they put a little cement on the defense to support it. So the beam itself, the hold to support this half a brick, is one tefach wide, and that's the halacha. That's the Torah has to be one tefach wide.